Last night we looked at the passage of the Torah, which discussed that that when David HaMelech was confronted with a terrible mageifa, a terrible disease, so he composed the idea, he established the idea of saying 100 brachos, and which is our practice, to be careful every day to recite 100 brachos. I'd like to look at that idea a little bit more deeply. And as I was doing so, I came across the following vignette, the following story. This is, I'm not sure where this comes from, which book it comes from. Somebody wrote a book on the 100 brachos, and this is an introductory paragraph. I have this from a website called Ulamot, which is the website of a project that Rabbi Tzvi Reisman in LA has established, which researches topics and puts together sources. So he has several pages on the idea of the 100 brachos that we should recite, and that we do recite every day. And he begins with a story that we are witness in our time to many strange machlas, many strange diseases, minoraos, and fearful diseases, which often become very dangerous to people. And sometimes even children. Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim Baradansky is one of the great Talmid Chachamim in Yerushalayim, and he was the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shepam achas, one time, bo elov godol echad, a great Jew came to him, and a scholar came to him, and Rachmana Litzlan, his son, was very ill. Usha'ollo echel is chazek, and he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, how should he strengthen himself? Ul'omer rachamim al atzmo, and how should he garner mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself in this difficult time? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said to him, Hinei ro'oi la'gid zeh la'acherim, she'eini ro'oi la'gid zeh la'acherim. He says, I am not worthy to instruct other people, but I'll tell you what I do for myself when I'm in a difficult situation. Ha'yisi mechazek es atzmi ba'amiras ha'mei abrachos. What I do is I strengthen myself, I encourage myself to say my brachos and to say my 100 brachos properly. Sh'te'amiras milas baruch, that I say baruch, the way we should say baruch. And I say atah, the way we should say atah. Atah means I'm talking to Hashem. Baruch, I'm davening. As we said last night, for Hashem's sovereignty to become, that people should become aware of it, and to say Hashem the way it should be said, v'im asliach b'zeh, and he said, if I'm successful, so this becomes the greatest source of direction and instruction for me. V'osif ha-go'on, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman continued, she'be'ez shamar, then Rabbi Baradinsky continued, that when Rav Shlomo Zalman was explaining this to him, Nasu Panov HaKadoshos Barim Keish, his holy face became fiery. V'od ha'ir, and then Rabbi Baradinsky also pointed out that Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his last, that this was one of the final years of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. V'av shayim before some shokol yamov hoyim mevarech kol brachosav b'chavonah tzuma. And it was well known that Rav Shlomo Zalman would say his brachos very, very carefully. People would come to hear his brachos, whether it was a Birkas HaMazon, it was a Sheyotzar, Mikol Mokom, even though people would treasure his brachos, till his very last day, he always tried to improve the brachos that he would say. Tahainu Mishum de Ein Shir. Lemadregas shall kavanos shall lemadregos shall kavanos amoyach valeim mazeh. So it means that this is an area where a person can always grow. A person can always have greater understanding, greater insight into the brachos that we say. And so therefore, let's just look at one more aspect of this parsha, of this issue. We pointed out last night that the idea of saying 100 brachos comes from two sources. The first source is the Gemara in Menachos. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu established these brachos because Moshe Rabbeinu, here is the pasuk, V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elikecha Shoel Mimach, Ki Yim Liras Hashem Elikecha, what does God request of us? To have awareness of Hashem. L'leches b'chol d'rachov, to follow Him, l'avol, so to love Him, v'lavod es Hashem Elikecha b'chol l'vav v'chonav shko, and to serve Him with all of our strength. So the Gemara says, Mo Hashem, Mo can be looked at as mem. We can add an aleph, mem, aleph, a 100. God asks 100 different points in time. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's insight. We discussed yesterday how that can provide for us greater awareness of Hashem. But if we look at the second source that we discussed last night, Ve'ela Devei David Acharonim. This is the very end of David HaMelech's life. Nu'um David ben Yishai. And these are the words of David at the end of his life when he sang when he gave one of the greatest songs. Nu'um hagever hukam ol. The words of the person hukam ol, who has been established. Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, to be the one that would lead the Jewish people, prepare them for the first base of Mikdash, begin the dynasty that will ultimately bring us Mashiach, Une'im Zimiros Yisrael, and would give us the great songs of Tehillim. But this phrase, Hukam Al, is strange, and that's the source for the hint that we find in the writings of the Gaon we discussed last night, who come, he was made who he was, Al, by the 100, because Ayin is 70, Lamed is 30. He was made who he was. Now, the Rabbi Yosef Kara, not the Rabbi Yosef Kara of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Perush to the Navi, so he points out that that David HaMelech's last great song was the song we have Haftorah, that when David HaMelech says, God has saved me from so many various difficulties in his life. The first one that he was saved from, the difficult relationship with Shaul HaMelech. And when he offers his final song, so he stresses, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me from the sword of Shaul. And then throughout his life, David HaMelech suffered many, the previous parak begins, Divrei Yashir Razos, Biyom Mitzil Hashem, when God saved him from all his various enemies, whether it was the Plishtim in his younger life, whether it was his enemies in the Jewish people later on in his life, whether it was the rebellion of his son, whether it was the even as a child that he was sort of dismissed. When David reviews his life, he says, what established me, hukam al, it was my ability to do the 100. I was made who I was. I was saved from all various difficulties by the 100. And David HaMelech then established that 100, as we learned last night, when there was a plague that faced the Jewish people, and when there were 100 people perishing a day. One of the Svarim, the Rokeach, that comes from the time of the Baalei Tosfos, he makes the comment that what David HaMelech was telling us is that we are always in danger of, God forbid, losing people. But our 100 brachos is the way that we defends us, and our 100 brachos are the what gives us strength and fights any kind of gzeira. So David HaMelech, now what I would like to point out is that Moshe Rabbeinu's 100 was an awareness of Hashem. But David HaMelech's 100 was, I believe, it was how God protected him and provided for him from the from all his various difficulties. Hukam al, I became the person and was saved from all of these difficulties and ultimately became the great singer of Israel through the 100, through the 100 songs that I offered. And the and that could be that because David HaMelech, when he established his 100, he was established them as primarily as requests. Moshe Rabbeinu established the idea that we should continuously make ourselves aware of Hashem. David HaMelech established the idea that we should continuously request things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know that? The Soloveitchik would point out that the Rambam says that the 100 are really the all of our prayers, and then he rounds out our prayers. So, and it fits into this pasuk that David HaMelech was saying, Hukam, I was extracted, I was taken care of. I prayed with my 100. And that is the formulation that we have. We have every single bracha that we make is a bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, but we stop and take something in. And every single bracha that we make is, as we explained last night, is when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make himself more apparent and more aware. So, for example, in our present situation, we are, when we, for just by way of example, because this really catches everything which is going on in our minds, when we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, we are saying that we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every person and Ezra Hashem brings them to safe harbor. And we're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please make yourself known to us as the one who brings every person to safe harbor. So Moshe Rabbeinu began the idea of making ourselves aware of Hashem. David HaMelech co-opted that idea and said, 100 times a day, we should make ourselves aware of how dependent we are on Hashem. Then he expressed it that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself through Yeshua's, through helping us out, through extending to us his rachmanis, his great mercy. And let's finish the way that we began, that with the Shlomo Zalman Orbach's direction, that whenever a person finds himself in a difficult situation, so one of the areas of our Avodas Hashem, where a person can always become deeper and become more aware, is through thinking about our brachos. It's a very, very difficult challenge, because as we get used to saying brachos, they become more and more familiar with us. So it's an avod that's difficult. But perhaps by trying to engage and making our brachos more meaningful to us, we will have the great merits of David HaMelech's Hukam Al, that he was taken care of by these brachos, and that's the tradition that he gives to us. Maybe we all only have good news as the days continue to churn on, and Rez Hashem, they should be days that we will look back at and say that we've accomplished and we've grown through them. I wish you all a good night.